Hey, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So I just spoke to your customer at length, kind of went through some ideas. I'm going to owe them a call on the titling, but you've just got a weird situation here, by the way, on this whole title issue.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay? The phone's a little choppy.
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, and so
you can call my landline if you want.
No, that's all good. You understand why we need the title, right?
I would imagine so that you hold everything in case something happens, you take the truck away.
Well, yeah, because
with everything in it, you're kind of screwed.
Off the record, or you know, on the record, I don't care. There are programs where we can finance. I have certain programs where I can finance the equipment itself in the trailer without taking title. The reason why this one won't work is you're doing construction work. It's you're not financing. If it's like three freezers that find separate, you can use that argument. But this is the work we're financing is going to become one and the same. It's not like we can separate the truck. Are you aware of kind of their relationship with their investor on this truck, Lean, or they just told you it's financed?
They didn't tell me anything except that someone else had a lien on the truck.
Which is true, and I don't know if they're going to be able to get this title. I provided them an option just, you know, that is, and I think at the end of the day, you just want to get paid and make them happy, which is fine by me. I provided them a solution that I think actually is not a sales technique. It's like, look, here's a program that's going to help you get your business. Here's a large amount of money that will help you get out of this kind of hole. Here's the why it's going to work. Here's why you can refinance this debt all in writing. So I think that our loans are going to be very different to what they've seen in the past, which are basically whoever they've been working with, they're just plugging holes, right? Something happens, they plug a hole. Something happens, they plug a hole. But what I'm offering them is something that I think that just fixes all their problems. But it just could go sideways on you just based on the fact that if this person refuses to give the title, unless they get X amount of dollars, you're going to be in an interesting spot. And I just want to disclose that to you so you don't waste your time.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, it sounds like their investor...
So basically, without the title, I'm really not going to be able to do that truck tomorrow. Then when they come here, it doesn't make sense for me to start if there's a chance that it's not going to go through.
I think it's going to have to go through. It's really depending on your side. I just want to be clear that I can't finance anything without the title. And it might be have them... At the end of the day, sometimes... if I like force hard sell it, which it's not in my nature, customers get turned off. You give them their options. It's hard for them to think at work. They kind of weigh the options, and then they kind of come to the realization usually that night of, okay, you know what? This is not like what I'm dreaming of, but this is something that's actually going to work and get me the money, as opposed to playing. I think just what they've been working on is a very like plug the hole in the boat. And so
is
this
there
might,
anything I need to do to talk to them or to?
I'm going to have a conversation with her in about 2-3 hours, and I'm going to give you a holler on your cell phone and say, hey, look, yeah, you gotta push on these people, or hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. I just want to keep you informed.
All right. Okay. Because the truck's coming tomorrow, and I've got my carpenter coming to cut out all the windows.
Do you have a deposit?
Not yet, no.
I mean, here's the way that I would kind of, you know, here's how I would answer this question. I have a lot of customers that I really like working with who are they answer the phone, but I've also had situations where I just funded $250,000 loan for a guy, and literally, he was supposed to email us something, took 3 weeks, did not answer the phone, then just emailed my funder out of the blue. And so, what I tell all vendors is the truth. As much as I like people, and I trust people, I like my vendors to have checks.
All right, well, here's my thing, and this is, I'm sure you've heard it, but this has always been my line, and even with my salespeople, they've come to realize that Ken's right when I say that buyers are liars. It's just, it's a known fact, and that's what they do. They lie. There's nobody that lies better than a buyer.
So, correct.
That's where I'm at. And they are buyers, even though they're customers, they're still my buyers. So.
Yeah, and I think that's hitting the nail on the head, which is, and it's the truth. It's that customers like, and look, we've both been that buyer before, right? We've been that buyer who's called someone and said like, hey, dude, I just bought a used car and I was going to buy another one. I was like, dude, this deal's telling car salesman, hey, dude, this deal came, deal's good to go. And he's like, send me the deposit. You know, he wants his deposit. Man, it's good to go. And I literally thought, I wasn't lying to him. I thought I was going to get that car. Something happened and I had to switch gears. So I think with your situation, you're hitting it the nail on the head, and I think your quote reflects a deposit. So what I share with vendors is, regardless of the customer, it is always good. Yeah.
All right.
Because
I've got a guy sitting in front of me here. Just looking at the wall, so I don't want to.
Oh, no. I'm not going to take any more time. Expect a call from me in about 2-3 hours with an update on your cell, okay?
Hopefully good stuff.
Yeah, we're there. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.